Welcome to Lost in the Supermarket. There's no doubt that what you've seen is a lot of controversy over what's called ChatGPT or Gen AI. Well, today we've got an expert with us, Marcus Stripp, who's the co-founder of Spoon Guru, and his association with Google is about ready to launch something that's going to change supermarket buying and supermarket shopping and supermarket recipes forever. So, Marcus, it looks like just about every day, all the headlines are about ChatGPT, about Gen AI, about all this new artificial intelligence that's going to change the world. Number one, tell us about what it is. And number two, how is it going to affect the food world?
Great to see you again, Phil. Yes, so Gen AI and ChatGPT and BART have been dominating the conversations in the last few months, really since ChatGPT launched in earnest at the end of last year. It has been front of mind, you know, for consumers, but also for, you know, enterprise applications. It's a really exciting space, whether you're in technology or not. It really is transformative. It's going to change pretty much every aspect of our lives. We can use it. You've seen the press coverage. It's being used to write articles. It's been used for research. It's been used for analysis, for coding, for all kinds of things. The generative bit in AI is really interesting because AI has been around for a long, long time. The generative bit means that the AI, the computer basically, can interact with you. And that opens up a huge number of use cases specifically for retail. Because until recently, and even with Google search results, you ask Google a question and it returns a number of results. And then you pick the most relevant to you. What generative AI allows you to do is you can keep going back with additional questions. And I can give you an example. In fact, one of the scenarios we are working on for grocery retailers is to enable chatbots to be more intelligent. So imagine a scenario where you go to your retailer of choice and you ask the chatbot a question. Say, hey, I'm planning a dinner party tonight, but you know, three of the people who have invited have some kind of requirements. One has an allergy, one is vegan, and one, you know, doesn't like mushrooms. If you punch that type of requirement into chatbot, most chatbots will already fail to respond with a relevant option, with a relevant answer. What generative AI will allow us to do is it will not only empower the chatbot to find suitable results, you can then keep going back. So in this example I've just given, imagine the chatbot then says, okay, I understand an allergy, one of them is vegan, one of them doesn't like mushrooms. What kind of allergy is it? And then you can say that person doesn't like gluten. And then it starts returning results. And then you can continue to interact with the chatbot. You can say, well, that's great, but I've got some garlic and some spring onions in the fridge I'd like to use. And the chatbot will then again use that information to hone the response it comes back with. And I think that type of scenario will be transformative for the industry. I think it's what we as consumers want. We want more relevant and personalized experiences. And I think it will transform how retail itself will interact with consumers and empower consumers to have more rewarding and satisfying experiences.
But with all the press that it's received with this, there's also been a lot of negative press that says that the results have not been that great. In fact, if we look at eating disorders, the eating disorders group dismantled their live human helpline, and they used a generative AI, and actually it's called Tessa. They had to take it down because it was giving out wrong information. So, you know, in the partnership between Spoon Guru and Google, what are you doing to make sure that the information is 100% accurate?
It's a great question. I mean, one of the big challenges with open source models like OpenAI and ChatGPT is based on OpenAI. One of the big challenges they have is and users have using that service is you don't know where the data is coming from. It's open source. ChatGPT has been trained until the end of 21 with billions and billions of scripts and articles. And it uses that library to respond to questions. And when you see a response, it may sound credible and impressive, but unless you're a subject matter expert, you don't actually know how accurate that response is. And that is a big problem, especially in a nutritional context or in a medical context, because the wrong information can have some serious consequences for individuals. So the way we are approaching this on the Google framework is we are a verified data source. We will ensure, first of all, we will ensure that there's 100% transparency. So you know, if we give you advice on products or recipes, that you can understand how we've arrived at that piece of advice. We will credit the source if it's required. We'll also give you an accuracy guarantee. We will ensure that any advice we give is evidence-based and, you know, is based on sound scientific principles. With ChatGPT, you've just mentioned it. There have been many documented examples where nutritionists and dietitians tested the service and they found some alarming results, which could potentially have severe consequences for people who are affected by allergy or intolerance, for example. So that is one of the big challenges. The other big challenge with large language models, which is the technology behind ChatGPT and Bard, is that it is a strange phenomenon. It's called hallucinations. And sometimes they go off. You know, these large language models or these generative AI tools, they go off and they seem to make up stuff. I mean, even we tested that on our own company, Spoon Guru. We asked, give us a history of my company. And it started to come back with some very credible information on the founders. And then all of a sudden, it started making up things about us, about our qualifications, where we used to work. And it is crazy because there's no reference, you know, no cross-reference at all. It's just utterly made up information. So again, if you rely on these types of services for adequate advice, you need to be able to rely on it. So transparency, accuracy, and of course, convenience are absolutely key. And that is how we are approaching Gen AI use cases using the Google framework to ensure that consumers can have 100% confidence in the accuracy and in the quality of the responses they will receive.
So when I, again, pick up the newspaper or look at TV, it seems like just about everybody who's in tech are saying, wait a minute, we need to slow down on AI because we don't have the controls in place yet. Mm. Are these the kind of controls that they're talking about accuracy, about traceability? Is that the big challenge? And it seems that, you know, Spoon Guru and Google have overcome that challenge with what you're describing.
Yeah, I think it's important that you architect a solution that is based on verified data sources, especially in an enterprise context, if you're a retailer and you use this type of technology in an enterprise context, they see a risk for error or they see a room for error because the potential damage to your brand is just too big. So the idea to have a framework that consists of verified data sources so you know exactly how the response or how the answer is being constructed is really important. For example, would you want an Instagram influencer to give you medical advice, you know, or nutritional advice? Probably not. Or at least you should know, okay, here's the answer that generative AI software has come back with. At least you should be able to know, okay, it's based on some scientific journal that was published or on some medical advice. Or it wasn't Instagrammer, but at least you want to know where that piece of information has come from. And that's why we're excited about developing our capability within the Google framework, because it does put guardrails around how information is being processed and ultimately made available and exposed to consumers and users.
So I understand the example that you gave us for a recipe, putting in, you know, the food allergies, putting in, you know, all the attributes that people are looking for. What comes next? Look into your crystal ball. As we look at Gen AI, where is Spoon Guru going to be? Where is Google going to be? Where are we as consumers going to be as we do our supermarket shopping in a year or 2 years or 3 years from now?
I think, you know, I think personalization has been such a buzzword for over 10 years now within retail. And I think we will see true personalization coming into play, where you can have highly complex requirements as an individual or as a household, and you will get a highly curated and tailored experience. And not just online, wherever you are. And I think, again, that's what we want as consumers, because it is just too complicated. You know, my household, for example, I don't eat meat. My wife has a gluten intolerance. And there isn't a single retailer on the planet that provides a tailored, curated experience for our needs. And that is frustrating. On top of that, we now have health preferences, health goals, requirements, where we need to be able to help people reach their goals and make better choices for their own individual health or the health of the planet. And I think AI and generative AI will allow us to build capabilities that support consumers and retailers really to provide much, much better and enticing and exciting shopping experiences. Fundamentally, I think the three pillars will be accuracy, transparency, and convenience. I think that's what we want. I want the experience to be accurate, obviously, because I don't want my wife to have an allergic reaction. I want transparency. I really want to understand on what basis the advice is given. But also I want convenience. So that example I gave earlier about recipes, once I start interacting with a chatbot and it has found the perfect recipe for my dinner guests tonight, I want to say, make it shoppable, you know, add it to my cart and deliver it to me within the next few hours so I can get cooking. I think those types of scenarios, which have been discussed for a long, long time, as you know, will finally become reality, you know, for shoppers around the world.
Well, Marcus, as always, I love your crystal ball. I love what you're doing and can't wait to be able to log on to my favorite retailer and see what Spoon Guru and Google has come up with. Thanks for joining us today on Lost in the Supermarket.
Thank you, Phil. Great talking to you.